Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50. BLEAV50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Lafayette Leopards head coach John Troxel here on the Boss Man Show. New coach up there with the Patriot League. Coach, how you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome, coach. Coach, I'm asking you this, man. How's it feel, man? It's been a long time, D3 head coach, to get your chance at FCS football, and they're leading these Leopards up there, man, in Easton.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited. So it's a great opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's great to be back home. So this is my third stint here at Lafayette. I played here in the 90s, won a championship, was back here from 01 to 06, and we won three in a row, 04, 05, 06. I wasn't here for the 06 season. I'd already left for Franklin and Marshall College. But so this is my third time back, and hopefully it's as good as the last two.
I hear that. Now, how's it feel, man? I know I go out to Tennessee State, so, you know, being back, I'm alma mater, covering their games and stuff like that, makes me feel really good about that. So being back home, where you went to school at, played that, how does it make you feel, man, knowing people that's still there who knows you and know who you are? So how does it make you feel being like kind of around your family again?
Yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling. I mean, I want to make the guys I played with proud, the guys who all came before even that. I have so many connections here, and my love for the place is second to none. I mean, I love Lafayette. Like I said, it was great. It's been just a great place for me through my career. So many people here have helped me advance in my career. So to be able to come back and give back to so many is just a tremendous feeling.
Now, Coach, let's guess, man, how was the game in your mind changed since you was a player there to now?
Oh, it's changed. The game's way different. You know, offensively, You know, back in the 90s when I played, I mean, you know, you saw a lot of pro style, you know, I formation, downhill run, not extensive passing attacks. So then when I coached here, it started to move a little bit more into extensive passing game. And now with all the RPOs and, you know, the way the spread offense is just taking over the game, it's changed dramatically.
Most definitely. And back then when you played, it was no Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. So it was just the paper, man. So
No doubt. So now you don't miss on any recruits. There's Twitter everywhere. There's, you know, I mean, the social media has taken over the world of football for sure.
Now, does that make it a little tougher to try to keep guys in line or manage them per se, because they have all different voices outside of the team bubble? As we know, when you and I played, it was more of, we was at the bubble. It was what coach said, do it. Now it's like we question coaches now, guys listen to their friends outside of the team and on social media. How does that work, trying to manage your guys, keep them in line and keep them with the team concept and the team goal with all these different distractions around them now?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's really about building the culture, you know, and it's the things that you try and drive into your team about, you know, playing for each other. And really the game of football, I mean, it's worrying about what we do, you know, and trying to block out that outside noise. You know, a long time ago, I was taught, you know, all the successful teams you see, you have to minimize distractions. And if you can bring those distractions down to a minimum, then you're going to have a lot of success. Because much like you just talked about, I mean, as soon as guys start hearing the outside noise and then they start worrying about that, it takes away from the focus of what we're doing week to week. So that becomes a culture, you know, a culture that you're trying to create of keeping things in-house, you know, playing for each other, you know, being a family, having accountability, trust, and loyalty to one another. If you do those things, you're going to be pretty successful.
It's funny you just said those words. That's what I tell my interns and my staff here about what you just said, literally. That's why I literally tell them, like, let's keep stuff in-house, not have things get outside of our little bubble here, because, yes, we're our own show. We don't need other shows doing anything that goes on this show behind the scenes, because it can lead to dissension and also lead to some other stuff too. So you said what I tell my team once a week on Mondays.
Well, hey, our team's no different than your team, right? We're all trying to build a team for success, and that's how you do it.
No doubt, Coach. And you know what, man? For recruiting purposes, by you playing at Lafayette, those guys know what you say in their shoes at one point in time. So when you sell Lafayette to a young man, you are Lafayette. So how does that give you an edge knowing that when a guy hears from you that you played there, this is who you were, and this is what you can become? Look at your success and how you've grown as a person and had a great career in football as well.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, having gone through it, having friends that have gone through it, you know, the big thing for me really here is even in the recruiting side of it is getting our kids to see, right, how much our alumni care through their giving, right? I mean, I ask alums for two things. One, give us money. Or give us time, you know, so that one, we can give the kids what they need while they're here. The other thing is to launch them into the world, right? Give them internships, job placement. So there's guys who are in a place where they can't necessarily give a lot of money right now, but they can help our kids, you know, get launched into the world after football. And the third thing is really getting our alums back here to be involved with our kids so our kids can see how important it is to them. You know, for me, you know, being from here, having walked in their shoes, you know, and having friends that have done that, you know, for me, it's about getting them to understand that they'll see that it's not about just these 4 years. It's about a lifetime ahead, and that guys will always be involved with Lafayette football.
Let's just Coach Troxel. You know, my father's a coach. He'll be 82 years old this year. What got you in the club? My dad wanted to help young men here in Atlanta and who didn't have figures because their fathers have a million lives. He wanted to help guide them through football. Well, what is your why to why you got into coaching?
You know what? I think I've always, you know, felt that the recruiting process was difficult for me. I thought I was a decent football player in high school and never knew kind of what was going on in the process. I felt like I could bring some honesty to it. I felt like, you know, I loved football. So, you know, I was told once, you know, if do what you love, and I feel like I haven't ever worked a day in my life, you know, and really being able to build relationships with the guys that have played, you know, for me at different times. You know, I still talk to guys when I was at Columbia. I still talk to guys when I was at Muhlenberg College. I still talk to the players that I coached when I was here last time. And then the 16 years out at F&M as a head coach, you know, I built great relationships. And really in anything we do in life, it really, that's what it should be about, is the relationships that you build. You know, if you're going to have a successful marriage, it's about that relationship with your kids. You got to have a great relationship with your players. You want to have a great relationship. And I think that's ultimately what brings a lot of success to your program, is that when kids can see you as more than just a coach, but see you as a father, as a husband. And, you know, and that was one of the things, even when I got here, I wanted to build a staff that was about the people, not necessarily just, right? We all know how to draw up power and counter or bring it forward from the field or whatever we do scheme-wise, but it's really about the relationships that our staff will have with our players that will build a lot of success.
How fun has it been getting to know these young men who took this job? So how's it been? How's the team building process been? How's the bonding being with your guys?
You know what? It's gone well. I mean, I think the kids have taken to us. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we're also trying to change a culture, but that doesn't mean change everything, right? I mean, there were things that were done well here, and those are the things you try and figure out. What did the kids like? What was done good? What can we change to improve? But a lot of it is those guys getting to know our staff and getting to know me and being accessible to them and having them down in the building at any time just to come in and talk about things other than football, you know, and getting to know us as people. So we want to try and, like I said, that word family is big, and you know, I want to create that here, and I want, you know, our players to get to know our wives and our kids and honestly make it a family atmosphere.
And coach, for you, what's going to be the pillars of your program that you're going to foundationally build and set as your culture for the guys in your program going forward here at Lafayette?
Well, I mean, you know, going forward, I mean, the big thing is getting them to play for each other, you know, and building the bonds within, right? I mean, you know, we want to build a couple things. We want our kids to love winning and hate losing. Like, that's got to be the first thing, you know, and getting kids that just love to win. You know, everybody says, do you love football? Well, you could love football, but yeah, guys, some guys like to play, but do you love winning? And that's really important. You know, again, having that common goal for each other, of playing for each other, is big when you're building a program. And then the lines of communication have to be open, you know, and that's really big, that the kids, again, coming down here to interact with us, you know, and everybody always talks about that chemistry. And that's up to us as a staff to build those bonds with the kids, to get the kids to love each other. You know, and I know people don't like to talk about the word love much when you're a guy and playing football, but really that's what it's about, is when you see successful teams that have that chemistry, they're not necessarily the most talented team, but they have a ton of chemistry. And then if we can just build a lot of consistency of doing things every rep, every drill, every day, the right way, you know, we're going to build a winning culture here. And so those will be the things that we kind of hang our hat on here.
No doubt, coach. And you're in a great area to recruit as well up there in the Northeast. A lot of talented guys up there. So for you, you can pretty much take a drive 200 miles either way and find some talent up there. So knowing that much about where you're at, man, so how does it make you feel knowing the recruiting process that you can find quality kids that fit your program at Lafayette really close to home?
Yeah, I mean, we have some great players here. I mean, we're also going – we've been strategic. I mean, we're trying to recruit the Northeast hard. You know, we have six kids on our team from Atlanta. They're really good players, you know, or not from Atlanta, from Georgia. Shouldn't say Atlanta. So from different parts of Georgia. And we have kids from Texas. You know, we have California kids. So for us, you know, we want to find kids that fit what Lafayette is, you know, and we're really unique in a college in the sense that, you know, we have Division I athletics. We're a liberal arts college. But we have an incredible engineering program, which separates us from a lot of schools in the country that don't have that kind of makeup. So we have a lot to sell here. We got an incredible president. We got an incredible AD. And, you know, when you have leadership like them, you know, it just trickles down into your program. So I think right now everything is aligned for us to create success and build a winning program.
And coach, let's talk about recruiting Georgia. I know it's one of the top states in the country for talent. So for you, been coach all these years, what has been your thoughts about recruiting down here in Georgia and Atlanta specifically?
Well, you know what? I think there's two reasons why it's really good for us. One, there's direct flights from Atlanta right into the Lehigh Valley here, which is, you know, it's 10 minutes from our school. So to get a kid on a direct flight, that number one, that helps. Number two, there's a lot of people who for years have lived in Georgia that moved from the Northeast, so they already know who we are. So that helps us too. And then, like you said, the third and biggest piece is the football there is as good as it gets, you know, in the country. You know, when you talk about states with great football, I mean, you know, Georgia's one of the top five in the country. So there's a reason why the University of Georgia just won the national championship, because they get a lot of good homegrown talent. So we're trying to get down there to steal some of it.
Now, Coach, now the last one for you. Now, I'm kind of a foodie, so I'm going to ask you a food question. Ooh, what is your favorite spot to eat up there in Lehigh Valley up in Easton, man? Because I want to come up there. I want to see when I come up, because I could do NBA too, Coach. So I come to Philadelphia pretty often. And I don't mind going, making a drive to eat some good food. So what's your favorite food spots up there in Lehigh Valley, man, in Easton, man?
So down in the city of Easton, there's a place called the Bayou, which is really good. So some Louisiana Cajun food, which for up here is really good. There's a place called Oak, which is a steakhouse downtown Easton, which is really good. And then my Italian spot would probably be over in Phillipsburg, which is right across the river in New Jersey, a place called La Bella Via.
Nice. I got one bonus question for you. I interviewed Coach Mike Jordan a few months ago. This dude's energy, man? How's it been to work this guy, have him be a colleague, man? All over the zone, I say, this guy has a lot of energy and passion. How's it been to get to know him, man?
You know what? He's going to do great things here. He does. He has a ton of energy. You know, and the good thing is, coming in at the same time, we're both in our first year, you know, of getting together and trying to figure out how we can push this place to be great again. I know what this place can be. You know, I've seen great basketball teams in my time, even growing up when Notre Dame came here and we beat Notre Dame on campus in 1988, all the way through to winning championships and going to the tournament. So I'm excited for MJ. I mean, he's just a super dude, and he's going to make us tougher and better. And again, you know, when you talk about success on College Hill, you know, we can feed off each other, because when one program does well, the other one's going to do well with it.
No doubt. Coach, thank you for your time this morning. We'll do this again real soon. I enjoyed our chat, man.
Anytime. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events, with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today, or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.